Pretty much anyone with, well, measurable brainwave admits that smoking endangers health. Yet with nicotine being addictive as it is, there are unfortunately many people who are unable to stop smoking. Among the foundations for the goal of stopping smoking is education and support, and that requires programs which, of course, require and cost money. Unfortunately, New Jersey for the past 5 years has failed to fund these efforts, even as the state collects hundreds of millions of dollars in cigarette tax revenue. The next guest joins us to explain how this could easily be changed and what the importance of recent legislation is for accomplishing this. He is the New Jersey Government Relations Director of the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network, Brian Schatz. How are you today, Brian?
I'm doing well. Good morning, Chris.
And to learn more information about the work of the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network, it is ACSCAN.org. And, of course, we have a link up at our website for you to use for a reference and hopefully a bookmark, because there's some valuable information there. What we were referring to in batting order, already in the Assembly, it passed as A3338, and this past week in the state Senate, S862, unanimous vote. What were the two pieces of legislation focusing on and mandating for?
Sure. So ACSCAN recommends that states dedicate a portion of their tobacco tax and other tobacco-related revenues for tobacco control programs. What this legislation would do is it would dedicate 1% of the tobacco tax revenues raised in New Jersey to the implementation of a comprehensive tobacco control program. And that would provide, you know, vital resources to people who are wishing to quit their tobacco use and education efforts and prevention efforts to make sure that other people aren't starting. Unfortunately, New Jersey's been lagging behind. We are one of two states in the country that does not provide any dedicated state funding for a comprehensive tobacco control program. And this legislation would work to remedy that. So, we obviously thank the sponsors of this legislation. Senator Stack and Senate Majority Leader Weinberg and Assemblyman Eustis have been, out in front on this issue, making sure that people are aware that this is a problem. Thankfully, it appears as though the entirety of the legislature has realized that this is a problem, with this bill having passed both chambers now unanimously. As I said, this would dedicate 1% of those revenues to tobacco control, which, given the $700 million that the state takes in annually from these taxes, would provide about $7 million to the implementation of a comprehensive tobacco control program.
I'm glad you mentioned that $700 million figure. I referred to, of course, the intro as hundreds of millions of dollars. So in no way, shape, or form, as this goes to the governor's desk, can the governor claim that the state doesn't have the money to do this? Because obviously there is the revenue, and why not use something off of the back of those who are addicted to nicotine to help them get off of that addiction?
Absolutely, and that's why, as I said, ACSCAN recommends that states use a portion of these taxes for tobacco control. And as a matter of fact, this current fiscal year, the state is actually seeing increased tobacco tax revenues, which shows that more of these products are actually being purchased in our state. So this is something that I think really is helping many of these legislators to realize that this is an issue that we need to continue to address. The fact that revenues are increasing shows that more folks are buying these products and that more needs to be done to make sure that people are aware of the dangers and provided and made available the resources that they need in order to quit smoking.
So with those numbers, when you look to that, this year alone, over 50,000 people in New Jersey will be diagnosed with cancer, and of cancer deaths, over 25% of those are due to smoking. Apparently, nicotine gum and e-cigarettes aren't providing the path to a nicotine-free life that so many people were hoping they would.
No, and e-cigarettes in particular are not a viable cessation tool. But making sure that the state is able to provide through the quit line, the type of therapies and treatments that are necessary for people to be able to quit is vital. You touched on the toll that tobacco continues to take in our state. The use of tobacco products does remain the nation's number one cause of preventable death. And in New Jersey, tobacco use causes an estimated nearly 12,000 deaths per year, including 26.7% of cancer deaths that are attributable directly to smoking. So it still remains a significant problem in this state. There's over 939,000 adults in this state who still smoke and more than 37,000 high school students. We released, in collaboration with the American Heart Association, the American Lung Association, and the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids, we recently released a report that shows the direct impact that a $7 million investment in tobacco control would have in our state. And that report showed that there would be over 3,000 fewer New Jersey kids who grow up to become addicted adult smokers, 1,100 fewer New Jersey kids who grow up to die prematurely from their smoking, and the associated decrease in future health care expenditures in this state is nearly $68 million. So certainly, in addition to saving lives, this has an economic benefit, and this certainly has a, it will save money in the long run for our state as well. Tobacco use results in over $4 billion dollars in healthcare expenditures annually in the state, including over $1 billion in Medicaid expenditures.
I'm Brian Schott, who is the New Jersey Government Relations Director with the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. On the web, it's acscan.org. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. And in tandem with this legislation, which has passed both chambers, unanimous votes, or for some reason, the governor chose to veto it. The overriding of the veto would be real easy, obviously. There's another plan that's brewing in the State House, too, to raise the age of legal age for someone to smoke in the state now.
Yes, this legislation would increase the age for people to be able to purchase tobacco products in the state from 19 to 21. This is something that had previously been passed by the Senate, and yesterday was passed by the Assembly, and we are also in support of this legislation. The fact of the matter is that tobacco continues to claim too many lives in this state, and it is the leading cause of preventable death. Raising the age for the sale of tobacco is a no-brainer. Research shows that it can significantly reduce smoking rates.
And maybe that's the alternative, because obviously through taxing, the price of a pack of cigarettes has gone up astronomically to between $7 to $10, and that unfortunately has not discouraged enough youths to stop smoking. They prioritizing put the money into cigarettes before putting the money into their health.
Yeah, absolutely. We talk about the evidence-based three-legged stool of prevention and cessation, and that includes regular and significant increases in tobacco taxes. Certainly, that's something that we've seen in New Jersey. We talk about expansive smoke-free laws that cover all workplaces, and that's something that we've been very successful with in New Jersey. And the one area of that three-legged stool that, unfortunately, we're still lagging behind is this investment in tobacco and prevention and cessation programs that use proven best practices. This program would use best practices for comprehensive tobacco control programs that were developed by the CDC, which actually recommends that New Jersey invest $103 million in prevention and cessation. So when we're talking about this $7 million, exactly what the CDC would be recommending, but it is a significant first step to making sure that we're starting to reverse some of these trends. Smoking rates in New Jersey in particular are notably higher among certain groups, including African Americans, those with only a high school education or a GED, those with lower incomes, and those with Medicaid coverage. So the fact of the matter is we're continuing to see these disparities throughout the state, both geographically and in terms of among certain populations. And those are things that ACS CAN strongly believes that a few of these legislative measures can work to reverse those trends.
And certainly any increase in funding from zero is albeit a small, still a positive step. The bills again in the Senate was S-862 and the Assembly A-3338 both passed with a unanimous vote, which that demonstrates just on its own the importance of this issue. To have the Senate and the Assembly, both sides of those aisles, agree on anything is a modern-day miracle. So contact the governor's office and urge that he not only sign that legislation to law, but the legislation to raise the legal age of smoking from 19 to 21 as well. Learn more about this issue and the rest of the work of the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. It's acscan.org. We've been joined by the New Jersey Government Relations Director of the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network, Brian Schott. Brian, thanks for being here today.
Thanks so much, Chris. I appreciate it.